Chapter 6, A Great Disappointment. God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. Sunday morning dawned bright and fair, and our little friend was up in time, dressing the children and eagerly looking forward to going to chapel. But listen, she hears her uncle calling to her from below. She hurries to the top of the stairs and calls out, "What is the matter?" He hesitates for a time and then calls out, "It is a mercy we were not all burnt to death." "Oh dear, whatever can have happened?" "Well, that harness you cleaned last night is so burnt that we cannot possibly use it. I have been looking at it to see if I could possibly tie it together somehow so that we could use it, but it is impossible." When Ruth had finished cleaning the harness, she hung it up over the wood, which was put by for the next day's fire, and by some means the hot embers from the brick oven fell on the wood and set it alight, and so burnt the harness. But the strange thing was that nothing else was destroyed. This was a terrible blow to her, and she felt as if she must sink through the floor. It was all over now, and all her prayers and longings and desires to go to chapel were all in vain. How she finished dressing the children, or how she got the breakfast ready, she did not know. Her heart seemed as if it would break. Perhaps some of you may think that Ruth made a great fuss about going to chapel on that particular Sunday, but I believe God himself put that strong desire in her heart to go to his house that he might display his wonderful power in her. We see instances of this in the Word of God, though in a far greater way. God puts the desire and prayer in the heart and then works out his own purposes contrary to human plans or expectations. And so Ruth found it, as we shall see in the next chapter. I might also mention the case of Mary Jones, the Welsh girl, who many years ago had such a desire to possess a Bible of her own that she saved up all the money she had for a long time and then walked more than 20 miles with bare feet to where she thought she would be able to buy one. Her disappointment was great when she was told that there was not a Bible left, for they were scarce in those days. This led the good minister, Mr. Charles of Bala, to give her his Bible, and soon after, when Mary's love to the Word of God became known, a society was formed and money given so that Bibles might be printed in the Welsh language, and then poor people could obtain them much more easily and cheaply than before. Thus, God honored and blessed the love that Mary Jones had to his word.